This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
And doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
A doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
It's just a flip-flop, because normally Dr. Batar's with us next hour, but he's got to catch a flight. I just got back in studio, so we're doing it a little bit differently. I'm going to do the show on my head, and Dr. Batar is actually going to be here. Who knows what he's going to talk about? In fact, I think we should go ahead and turn this hour over to Super Don. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's great. In fact, you said that Super Don's the most prepared, and I was like, what's different than any
other
year?
Yes.
All right. Well, that would make it 2 hours of, or 1 hour of knock-knock jokes.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So anyway, I just, you know, here I have been previewing that Dr. Batar is going to be with us in Orlando at the Truth About Cancer Live in a couple of weeks. And then I get a call from TMB, our good buddy Ty Bollinger. He says, tell Batar, don't even bother. Don't even bother. He hasn't signed something he's supposed to sign. He won't tell us what he's eating at the big gala. So what am I supposed to say to Ty? Is that something I can even, you know, say you're coming anyway? Well, what should I say?
Tom, thank you so much for relieving me from that obligation. It's more time to do some of the things I have to get done.
No, that's not the right answer. Electronically sign that thing.
Yeah, I'll figure out what it is and we'll take care of it. It's kind of funny that the only way Ty and I can communicate is via you. I'm sure I sent him a message, and I guess basically because of my schedule right now, it's been really tight, and I just haven't seen it. So I appreciate the message. I appreciate the Pony Express message.
All right. Do you still have your four buddies planning to come to dinner, or shall I cancel them too?
Yeah, they're gonna be there.
They're gonna be there. He just needs to know what they want to eat. It's like a vegetarian salmon or organic grass-fed filet.
I mean, why are we
totally
doing this on the radio?
Because everybody needs to know how prepared you are for. The one thing that's really important you are prepared for, and you've been prepping for a while, is that special presentation you're going to be given as a keynote there at the Truth About Cancer. And also, remember that big crowd that was on stage that I had to moderate?
Yeah.
I think it was a panel that they forgot to put you on.
Yeah.
This year, I think you're on in advance, but I got to find a way to kick other people off. There's like 86 people on this panel. I don't know how I'm going to do it.
You can remove me from there if you want, Robert. No problem.
Okay. I will have you removed by like something that'll be very funny. Anyway, all right, it's advanced medicine. Why not do some advanced medicine while we're joking around with each other? That's okay, isn't it? I think there are some stories to cover. In fact, we even have a question of the day that came in I think we can actually open with. And, let me see if I can find it just right, because there it is for Dr. Batar. Yes, hello, Dr. Bell, Dr. Batar. Hello. I just recently had a colostomy. It's to be for 6 months and then reversed. Okay, I had a question about that in a moment, Dr. Batar. So they did a colostomy that they did for temporary sake, and then they reverse it?
Mm-hmm. That's normal.
Okay.
So basically, it's called a takedown. It's a colostomy is sometimes done to divert the flow of intestinal contents to allow for either healing or some other type of process to take place on a temporary basis. And then once that tissue, that area has recovered and there's no issue with it anymore, then they'll go ahead and take what they refer to as a takedown. They take the colostomy down and then re-anastomose the bowel, and everything should start working again. It's one of those things that the hope is always that a colostomy is a temporary measure.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes they know that it's not going to be temporary, but it's still a option to take it down if the person does recover from that problem. So it's just think of it as a highway, and mm-hmm. it's a construction site that's taking place. So on that highway they have a road that diverts, so it's not the same interstate. And then once the interstate has been repaired, then they'll reopen back up and take the old the temporary highway away or temporary road away, and that's the takedown. That's the colostomy takedown.
Well, I'll tell you what, they're going to have to do a takedown on me. I'm not going to let them cut my intestines out. But then again, I was on that route, Dr. Bitar, for the first 24 years of my life. I had horrible gut health. We've talked about it in my, you know, my two-year journey to health and healing to recover my intestinal integrity. So this is interesting. Again, I had not heard about the temporary nature. I'm glad that it exists, though, because, you know, the kids that I've seen over the years, the teens I've talked about, some of which have had these colostomies, they weren't reversed. And so that's why I hadn't heard about it. The people that I had seen and helped after the fact, they never said anything about an intention to reverse.
Yeah, so colostomy takedowns are done quite often if there's a, for example, an intussusception or a volvulus, mm-hmm. and they'll resect the area of the bowel, and if it's not, if it doesn't appear that the person will be able to tolerate that, they may do a temporary colostomy. And
okay.
It's sometimes also done for cancer, obviously, and then once the cancer is not an issue anymore or the mass obstruction has been removed and the flow is able
restored,
to start
yeah.
again, right, then they'll go ahead and take the colostomy down.
You said
so
that
it's,
word.
It's a pretty conventional.
Intussusception, correct?
Right, intussusception, right.
And that's like a collapse of some kind. And I remember that, wasn't Paul Offit involved in the production of a vaccine that actually caused that?
I'm not sure. I know
it was the rotavirus vaccine. That's what I remember. And kids were dying because of that very thing as a response to his vaccine.
Well, SIDS was also related to the whooping cough, the whole cell pertussis?
The whole cell
pertussis. That's the one that was associated with SIDS. And, in fact, the father-son team, David and Mark Geyer,
yes.
done the studies to show that that was what happened. And, of course, when they got rid of the wild pertussis, the whole cell pertussis, then there was a dramatic decrease in the incidence of SIDS. So the intussusception part, I'm not so sure of, but I do remember there was a vaccine for a virus that did cause some bowel issues. I don't remember the details. But intussusception is basically where if you think of a sock that kind of folds over itself and comes back, so intussusception is where part of the bowel will go in, that tunnels in itself. So it's kind of like a fold back and then fold
yeah.
back over. So it's going the same direction. So that's an intussusception. A volvulus is basically a twisting of the bowel.
Oh, my goodness. Well, again, I do remember that. I don't know if it was called the Rotatec or a predecessor of Rotatec, but it was a rotavirus vaccine, and Offit, your friend Paul Offit worked on, and it was his vaccine that caused that. So Linda continues on this temporary, as you said, takedown. She said, I had been suffering from diverticulitis and been put on antibiotics several times. I also had microscopic colitis. She would really appreciate our help in preparing her intestines for the upcoming surgery to get the best results and then know how to keep them healthy. So am I to think that she, in the sequence of things, it sounds like they're going to reverse this, which I'm happy to hear about for Linda's sake. And you know I've been lecturing around the world on the issue of an unusual use for silver because of its use on epithelial tissue in burn care centers. I found the same benefit if we used it intestinally, that it would be acting like an injury or wound care internally if we delivered it there with aloe, and we found that we could cool inflammation and upregulate regeneration of tissue. But, of course, you can't continue to live the same lifestyle and the same diet that created the problem to begin with, Linda. So that would be one thing my consideration and preparation for you. Dr. Bitar, you might have some other thoughts on this since you were very aware of this beforehand.
Yeah, so we have a very specific regimen, protocol that we take patients through before surgery, any kind of surgery, doesn't matter what type of surgery. And based on the response from patients and especially the surgeons, from plastic surgeons to orthopedic surgeons to general surgeons that have done abdominal bowel surgeries, mm-hmm. we have had some very, very dramatic responses in the rate of healing where if it takes, say, 10 days normally to heal, it'll take anywhere from 3 to 5 days to heal. And the rate of recovery is also not only faster, but it's better. So scar formation is different.
Yes.
And so the patient tolerates the procedures much easier. There's less downtime, et cetera, et cetera. So there's a very specific regimen. It involves minerals, and we do it usually IVs. It's basically 3 days, and then there's also two protocols that people take by mouth, and one of those mm-hmm. is the Drops of Life And basically, what I would suggest is if she's interested in getting that information, just contact the office.
Okay.
Contact my office, and they'll kind of tell her what she can do. She doesn't have to come in. There's something she can do at home, or she can come in to do the whole thing. I don't know where she's located, but there's a very specific component that we use for any type of surgery, and bowel surgery especially. So anything that involves the soft tissue is going – the bone's a little bit different. Like if you're going to have a hip replacement or you've got some type of orthopedic procedure, mm-hmm. like a laminectomy or something like that, or a prosthesis that's being placed or removed or something like that, that's a little bit different. And mm-hmm. it's a very similar protocol that we do, but when it's soft tissue, is a slight difference. And like you said, you want to optimize a person, you know, well-hydrated, well-mineralized, nutritionally up. I would say that step up your exercise program, you know, the week, 2 weeks before. Just get your body stronger. And it's just amazing how the body jumps back. But the one key component, if she contacts the office, they will tell her. And she can just tell them that we talked about this on the radio show. And and one of the staff members will be able to help her. She can ask Davina.
Davina. All right. Linda, go to drbuttar.com. You'll get the phone number there, drbuttar.com, drbuttar.com. And does this same protocol help for removing Ty's shoe or boot from your butt for not signing the thing he wants you to sign, Dr.
Yeah,
Bittar?
I don't know about that. You know, I'll have to look and see what he wants me to sign because I haven't seen anything about anything, any signatures. But I'll, as you know, I'm catching a flight in about 2 hours. So
I know.
For a couple hours.
Look, all I can say is that I have done my duty.
And, to God's and, country and time.
Yes, and I'm not sticking my boot anywhere. But anyway, I just want to be sure that all of our fans get to see you there. I don't want you banned from the truth about cancer. That's all. I'm looking out for you, my friend.
I appreciate that.
Okay, so let's see what else we got on tap here. Super Don, you can't stray far today because we're both equally unprepared to do a radio show together, although I think it's going well so far. So as far as other stories we're going to cover, ooh, this one's a good one. Sugar over sex. Almost half of those polled would rather give up sex for a year than sacrifice their daily sugar hit.
So this is a very interesting statement, just the statement itself, because it shows two problems. Mm. It shows that, one, when the Maslow's hierarchy of needs, one of those is the need to procreate, right?
Right.
The need to perpetuate the species. And if somebody's sex drive is decreased, that to me is a definite sign of imbalance and not being healthy. So people think absence of disease is health. That is absolutely not true. Absence of disease is not health. You've got health on one side, you've got disease on the other side. Middle of the road, absence of health does not mean that you're healthy. And this is one of the things. Sex is the desire for sex, the need to procreate is one of those ways that I measure that.
Hold on, we're up against the break. We're going to have to wait for more discussion about what you would choose, sugar or sex, and what does that say about you? Oh, yeah, we're going there. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show, special early edition of Advanced Medicine.
Did you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter pack, light wet wood, can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils water in under 3 minutes. Temps up to 1,500 degrees. Free shipping on anything. Go to InstaFire.com/radio specials and get yours today. InstaFire. Fire in an instant. InstaFire.com/radio specials.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Scott Bell Show.
If you're just tuning in, you're wondering, hey, how come Dr. Batar is on the show already? Well, he's early. He's early. Oh, mark this date. Actually, he's early so he could be early and not late for his flight. We're all going to see him in Orlando at the Truth About Cancer Live coming up. Those of you who are new to the program here, the Robert Scott Bell Show, special advanced medicine segments every Monday. And we really appreciate so much what Dr. Batar has done to help so many children as well, that were vaccine injured into the autism spectrum. A book that he has written, if you haven't found out about it yet, an international best-selling book, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. You can see it, pointing to it now if you're watching on YouTube. We have a video screen of me in studio, and you can find that at robertscatbell.com. The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. So Dr. Batar, again, the great controversy, sugar or sex? I'm thinking, why do they have to be in either or, except that if people are choosing sugar over sex, yes, there is an imbalance. We've talked about mineral deficiencies. Remember we met with Chris Barr, my buddy, with the big beard when we were out together at the Best Answer for Cancer. We talked about the chromium issue. And, you know, there are so many things that, you know, these mineral imbalances can result in, let's say, aberrant desires, right? Maybe that are not good for us. Like, do we really need more sugar over sex?
Well, that's one part of it, Robert.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. That's one part of it. And the part that I was actually talking about right before the break was actually opposite. And let me mm-hmm. talk about that first, because I think that's probably more important. This is an indication. Is the sound coming okay across?
Yeah, you sound great right now. I love it. Okay. Keep it up.
Okay. So here's the thing. Yes, it's remarkable that people give up sex for sugar, but the point is that we have disease and the lack of disease. So people think, if you think on the left-hand side is extreme disease and on the right-hand side is lack of disease, that's erroneously equivalent to health, and that is not the case. You've got disease in the far left. Absence of disease is not in the far right. It's not the opposite side of the spectrum. It's in the middle. And then on the far right is health. Now, if you have no desire for sex or low desire for sex, for sex, in the middle, you're in the middle somewhere. You're not healthy. You are in a lack of disease, yes, but you are not in a state of health, because I believe that when your body is healthy, when your mind is healthy, you're going to have a strong desire for sex, or at least a healthy desire for sex. Mm-hmm. In USA Today some years ago, I was amazed. I saw a headline. It said something like 60-some percent. I don't remember the exact numbers, but it was well over 50%. It was well over half the population. I think it was like 62 or 68% of men over the age of 35. I mean, 35 is young.
Yeah.
Over the age of 35 are impotent. And I couldn't believe when I read that statistic. Now, just think about it. That shows you the state of health of our population, because this is an indirect measurement. Sure, there's no studies that I've done that I can equivalent to that. But I will tell you that at a certain point, even when somebody's health may not be good, they may be suffering from cancer or heart disease, but they have a good healthy sex drive, I know that their system is moving in the right direction. Because there are people that may have a serious health condition, but their desire for sex is still there. And other people that may not have cancer or heart disease, but their sex desire for sex is not there. So people would say that one is different and the other one's different. I would not agree with that. I would say that it is a barometer. It is an indication of which way your body is going. Because if you don't have a desire for sex, then your body's going in the wrong direction. Just like, for example, exercise. You know, when we talk, sex and exercise are very, very much the same. If you think about it, you increase your heart rate, you know, your vessels dilate. There's a whole sympathetic-mimetic response that takes place during sex, which is a similar response that you have during exercise. So to me, sex and exercise are synonymous. Mm-hmm. Or very close to being synonymous. There may be certain other benefits with sex that you don't get with exercise. There's a parasympathetic overdrive in the beginning of sex, and then there's a sympathetic ending. So that's the autonomic nervous system aspect I'm talking about. But
sure.
Regardless, it's very, very synonymous. Now, the other aspect of this is the sugar. If a person has a desire for sugar, and the more, as you know, candida or fungus, basically, if a person is having a craving for sugar, that's one of the very general indications when somebody craves sugar that they may have a fungal issue, they may have an imbalance issue. But it's also one of those things, the sugar inside any machine will shut down the engine. But we are an engine, we are the ultimate engine, and yet we keep on putting sugar inside our system, and sugar is addictive. There's some great, great books that have been written about how sugar is so evil. In fact, I used to be called a sugar buster or a doctor that hated sugar. But sugar has so many detrimental effects, and I think it causes a positive feedback or a negative feedback loop to be initiated. So the more you do it, the more addicted you become, just like narcotics or anything else that people get addicted to that are not good for you.
Well, the people that are addicted to sugar and they hear you say, stop the sugar, they might call you Dr. Evil, but I know you're not. You're a good guy. Help
what about
folks out.
What about people who love sex, though? Then what would they call you?
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Bertero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
Alright, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenics commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenics really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenics.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenics, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenics. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, there's a study that was just published in Arthritis and Rheumatology. And it's another study that talks about stress and the impact on health or the creation of disease, the contributing factors that stress plays to disease. Now, I've said this, and we've talked about this, Dr. Bitar, a number of times, how, you know, stress is part of life. It's how you respond to stress. How you deal with what, I'm not going to say what life throws at you, because a lot of times our belief systems kind of manifest in ways that we can't even imagine. We have a hard time conceiving that we took any part in some of the creation of the things that happen in our life. But this article talks about specifically PTSD type stress. And they said people suffering with PTSD are thrice. This must be out of Great Britain. They use the term thrice. Three times as likely to develop lupus, an autoimmune disease. Stress related to lupus. Are you surprised?
I am not surprised at all. That is that's not, there's nothing surprising about that. Lupus, you would also expect the same thing with scleroderma, maybe even with myasthenia gravis. So some of these autoimmune, or what I call hyperimmune response issues, they are very much related to stress. In fact, stress is, if you think about the seven toxicities that I describe in the book, Robert, the fifth toxicity, as you've heard me talk about even during the some of the lectures we've gave at the Advanced Medicine Seminars together and at the Cancer Conference, I talk about the significance of the fifth toxicity, which is emotional psychological toxicity. And that's, in fact, the subject of the book that I'm writing right now, which we talked about the conflict. That's going to be the lecture that I'm going to give on at the Truth About Cancer. But it all comes back to that emotional psychological toxicity is inducing a higher state of oxidative stress. And that oxidative stress is what's causing an individual the same type of damage like heavy metals or persistent organic pollutants. Sometimes it's even worse because we can't measure it. And so we think, you know, it's all in our head. Well, stress is not in your head. Stress causes a physiological impact. It causes vasoconstriction of your blood vessels. It causes an increase in muscle tone spasms, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, the whole endocrine cascade that gets elicited with the stress hormones, adrenal glands, and it throws off your thyroid. It throws off the sex hormones. It's so cataclysmic that we have to understand that the aspects of like meditation, grounding, exercise is one of the reasons I push exercise so much because it's a natural antidote to stress because it's an outlet. You know, think of a car engine that's revving up, but the exhaust is blocked. I think of the movie with Eddie Murphy when he sticks the bananas in the exhaust pipe to keep the cops from chasing, right? That's what happens. Everything gets stopped. You can't move anymore. So if you can have a good exhaust system, i.e. the exercise, it's a good way of getting rid of a lot of that buildup. That helps you reduce that stress, which is reducing oxidative stress, which now allows the body to continue moving in the right direction. So I'm not surprised with this study. In fact, I would say that it should be in a moment of doubt because it's actually going to be applicable to all disease processes, cancer, heart disease, you know, everything. But the hyperimmune responses, autoimmune diseases, absolutely without a doubt.
Super, Don, are you surprised to hear that? The emotional state, the PTSD leading to autoimmune conditions, hyperimmune functions and such?
I'm not. I mean, you know, the physical manifestation of emotions is something that, you know, that I've known about for a long time, but it's really interesting to see the science is catching up on this.
Well, the what used to be considered fringe medicine, body, mind, spirit, right? It becomes now, like you say, Dr. Bitar, a moment of doubt. If you don't see that, like, where have you been? I mean, even doctors, for goodness sake, even though their training is not largely focused there, if they don't come out and begin to learn about this and connect with it, they're going to lose all of their patients because certainly the people themselves are saying, you know what, I think I'm more than just a lump of physical molecules at this point. And, you know, if modern medicine is going to change, it's not going to be because they're changing the curricula so much as the people are leaving. And they're going to say, we better change the curricula if we want doctors to become doctors. They're also going to go, why should I go into debt if there are no patients for me?
Well, just a few weeks ago, from what I understand, Louise Hayes passed, and she was a forerunner in this arena and had written a number of books, and one of those was about the emotions associated with certain disease conditions. And, you know, we tend to forget that some of the stuff that we're talking about right now, some of this has been, people have worked on this 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago.
Right.
I actually found a book in a bookstore that is an old book, I think it's printed in the 1930s, and it was actually talking about similar stuff to what Dr. Maxwell Maltz talked about, which was the self-image, the visualization aspect. He was a plastic surgeon, and I think we've talked about this on the show before, but this book that I found recently has such amazing techniques in there, and it's all to do with the mind, and they actually, in the book, wrote that they felt that in the next 3 to 5 years, medicine would be turned on its head because more and more doctors would start using this. They actually wholeheartedly believed back then. So we're talking, you know, what, 80 years ago, 85 years ago.
They're a little slow.
This was going to become, well, they were thinking that this was going to become mainstream, and it, of course, hasn't. But I am going to be including some of that information in this book because it is so important. And the world needs to know it because it's almost been forgotten. I didn't even know about it. I'd never even heard of these people. I'd never read the book. It was all torn up, and, you know, why would somebody buy an old book like that? I just picked it up and started reading, and I was like, oh, my God, this is unbelievable. And I kept on being drawn back to that old bookstore like there was something there that was missing that I needed to find.
Right.
And sure enough. So anyway, it's very, very important to recognize the role of stress in pathology. And mm-hmm. as Paul Allen wrote in his book, As a Man Thinketh, the brain is the master, the body is a servant. The body only does the bidding of the brain. If there's something wrong with the body, that means there's something wrong with the brain. If you want to fix the body, you must first fix what's in, and I keep on saying brain, excuse me, it's the mind, not mm-hmm. the brain. There's a difference between the brain and the
yes.
mind. So if you want to fix the body, you must first fix the mind, because the mind is not the servant. It is the body that is the servant of the mind. So you want to fix something, fix the mind, then you can fix the body. And this is a very, very powerful concept. As a Man Thinketh, it's the classic book over 100 years old.
Yeah, again, it comes to the belief system about life itself can determine not only your experiences, but certainly how you interact, relate to those experiences. Why, you know, two people on a seemingly equivalent path just very differently in how one succeeds and one fails, however we define that. But the reality is it is up to us to determine how we overcome or become theoretical, not actual, but theoretical belief victims of what life throws at us if we perceive life to throw things at us.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And that's that's another aspect of why I think why so many people end up getting divorced, because over 50%, statistically over 50% of marriages end in divorce. And I think that's, mm-hmm. again, you know, two different people, they see things from a different perspective. Mm-hmm. And we tend to sometimes, just like what you talk about, the thinking things differently then will lead to conflict. And conflict sometimes, like you said, one person succeeds, one person fails. It's the same mindset. What was the difference? And what is the secret of resolving that conflict? Like whether it's between business partners, whether it's between friends, whether it's between husband and wife, regardless, when that conflict is retained and is not resolved, truly resolved, then it will cause a state of unease or dis-ease, and that dis-ease is disease as we know it, and then that leads to chronic disease. Chronic conflict will lead to chronic disease, and it comes right back to that whole thing about stress, because
right.
when you have some type of a conflict, you have a subclinical level of, it's like a subclinical infection, it festers there. So it's not like a stress about, God forbid, car accident or something like that, or you fell off a ladder. It's a subclinical chronic stress. It's always there in the back. It's always running. The program's always running, and it wears a person down. It festers and becomes
yes.
an abscess, and I think that's where cancer starts.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. And you talk about the term conflict. This next story goes to the heart of that. The doctor-patient relationship, the conflict there. Should there be a conflict? Ideally not. I mean, you'd want to work together and not have other outside interference. But you know, like in California, of course, they said you can't send your kids to school without vaccination, no religious exemption either. And now a lot of pediatricians, we've talked about this, are firing their patients because they refuse to allow their kids to be vaccinated. And I say, you know, that's good riddance, because those doctors, I don't want them treating my kids. And those people will be better off for it. But now the NHS, the National Health Service in England, those of you listening in the UK, apparently, they're now refusing service to smokers, obese patients, etc., until they go to health boot camp for 6 months. That's interesting when they're talking about the expenditures for what they call public health, but it's only individual health.
Well, I think that's actually a good thing, Robert. Myself, I think that forcing people to take personal responsibility, which is one of the things that's lacking in our modern-day society, personal responsibility is lacking. And I think that to have a smoker or somebody who's obese take the health boot camp, as you called it, I think that's a great idea, because it'll force people that to take initiative and to take self-responsibility. It's kind of like people don't even know what they can do until you put them in a situation. And I had an argument with a friend recently. They said, no, that's not right. You can't, you know, force a person to do something. And I said, listen, if that was the case, then when people join the military, sure, they don't necessarily get forced to join the military, but a lot of them, once they get in, they realize this isn't what they signed up for. You know, they were
mm-hmm.
promised travel all over the world, but now they've got the drill sergeant screaming at them, and a lot of these kids want to go back home. They don't want to be
yeah.
in the military. But then in the next 6 to 8 weeks, they're transformed into responsible soldiers, and it was the best thing that ever happened to them. So sometimes you have to put a person in that situation to let them know what they're capable of. And a smoker and an obese person, there's other issues of self-worth and self-images and all these other things that would be dramatically impacting their health if they could
mm-hmm.
just break that cycle and then they can achieve health. But to try to achieve health with those habits, there's no way you can do it.
Right. And the question I have about this is it the concept? I think it's an interesting concept, and I'm not opposed to it, especially if you're getting your neighbors to pay for your treatment, and yet you haven't done what it takes to, for instance, be well so that you're not a drain on the taxpayer in the case of the NHS, which is a socialized system. So the question is, what do they offer in terms of this health boot camp? Are they giving them clean food, clean water? Are they working with the liver to detoxify them? And I'll hazard a guess that they're probably not. So it's sort of like a halfway thing. It'll be a calorie thing. It'll be all about, hey, let's reduce calories. Let's make you work out, which, don't get me wrong, there'll be some benefit there. But the idea would be in a system of freedom that you would, give the option to genuinely break the cycle of this continuous self-destructive behavior, which also goes back to what you said about emotional and psychological toxicity.
Right. The problem is, though, that I think that's you're kind of showing your utopian nature, maybe, because that in a perfect world, maybe that would be the case. But you got to remember, those people, if they're smoking and they're obese, that means they haven't learned the fundamental things about diet and exercise, and you can't talk about doing something with the liver, because that's they wouldn't even understand that. So you got to take it baby steps at a time.
Baby steps. But apparently, this next story we're going to get to when we come back from the break is showing that more and more doctors are now open to the things Dr. Batar has been saying for many years. Let's check into that and more. Advanced Medicine continues here on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance.
become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Years ago, as we wrap up Advanced Medicine this hour with Dr. Bittar, 10 years ago, if you asked this question, what are one quarter of all cancer patients using? I'm not sure the answer would have been this. Well, if you haven't guessed already, yes, 25% of all cancer patients apparently are using medical cannabis now. And it used to be, Dr. Bittar, remember early stage discussion of this years ago was about the side effects of chemo or cachexia because it would stimulate appetite. But man, it's right. It's blown up well beyond that now.
Well, you know, I think, let me tell you my personal opinion about this. I think that it's good that people are aware of the benefits of cannabis. I agree with that. But I also feel that it's somewhat irresponsible because a lot of people are thinking that that's a panacea. And as you know, it is not a panacea. It is not going to get rid of the toxicities. It's not going to deal with the emotional, psychological issues. It's not going to deal with the tumor burden. It's not going to deal with the mass effect. It's not going to deal with the immune response. Yes, it's going to stimulate appetite. Yes, it's going to have positive health benefits. But, you know, so many people have, just in the last year and a half, 2 years, people have told me, well, I saw this about cannabis. I started using it. I thought everything would be fine. And now it's just gotten worse. And see, this is the thing that we have to make sure people are aware that there is no such thing as a panacea. And some of the companies that are promoting cannabis, I think it's great, and I've recommended it to certain patients, but the problem is that certain people that are promoting it are promoting it as a panacea for all diseases, everything from autism to cancer, and I personally think that's irresponsible, and it's giving people misinformation, just like a drug or anything else that, you know.
Way to throw a wet blanket over a rolled lit joint. Way to go, my friend. That's a very important message because, you know, our message has been from the beginning that we have to look at all of the causes. And, you know, that's why I mentioned your book, The Nine Steps to Keep the Doctor Away, because of all of these aspects of toxicity. We talk deficiency. And it's not one thing. And although we would acknowledge the role of the Creator in creating plants as medicine, herbs, for instance, We're not disputing that. The point is, how do you use it in proper context to facilitate even more healing, or in the case of those that are suffering tremendously, instead of becoming addicted on opioid drugs, for instance, opioids. So there's a place for it, exactly, but the idea
absolutely.
Is... Absolutely. Yeah, it's not. Just do absolutely. That, nothing else. That's ridiculous. No, that's, well, not, that's not our message.
Yeah, and that's what some people have been told. You know, they've come and they've told me that this is what a representative from a certain company has said, this or that. So... For one thing, I think it's definitely something that should be used in the beginning before you start using other types of narcotics. I recommend that for appetite stimulation. I think it's a good thing. For relaxation, if it's going to benefit a person, I have no problem with it. I don't think that anything should be ruled as bad or good. I don't think they are good or bad things. I think that there's always choices. There's everything that has a balance, and we need to come into this with our eyes wide open and look for the balance. Everything is about balance, right? So anything in extreme is going to be bad. I was asked once in South Africa when I was giving a lecture about, I kept on talking about water, hydration, and this and that. They said, well, there is such a thing as overhydration, isn't there, Dr. Buttar? You know, you can do too much water. And I said, yeah, right. It's called drowning, right? So from that extreme, anything too much water with drowning or too much of exercise, you know, people that, runners that die of, lactate dehydrogenase levels, the runners that have excellent, you know, marathon, two marathons, no problem, and they suddenly die. Why do they die? The cardiovascular system is supposed to be perfect, but they went too extreme. Is that lactate dehydrogenase levels built up too much? So, again, everything should be in balance, and if you're going to use the cannabis for a specific reason to help you in your journey during your treatments of whatever else you're doing, then absolutely, because people thinking cannabis is going to bypass the need for a proper diet or to remove sugar or to, you know, it's ludicrous, but people have been led to believe that.
Well, exactly, and I think, again, this is the place where we do advanced medicine for that reason, the perspective on these so-called natural options that we would like you to lean toward, if not embrace it in total, because in this case, maybe if you live differently, you won't need the other interventions that can be very life-threatening, even though they can become perhaps temporarily life-saving when we talk about appropriate use for medicines in that way. Dr. Buttar, safe journey, my friend. You got to catch a flight, and we're going to see you in a couple of weeks at The Truth About Cancer.
That sounds great. I didn't know we were already done. I thought we had one more segment.
No, we have one more hour, but you got to go.
Oh.
What are we
going
to do?
Awesome.
Tell them what they need to know, because we got to go.
The power to heal is unequivocally yours.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Listen to what Jeff says about Andro 400.
This product is so much better than even some of the advertisements. It's changed every aspect of my life. That was a 40 wasted with the Andro 400. I'm down to 36. I'm 54 years old, and people have said to me that I look better than I ever have, and that I look like I'm in my early 40s. Hands down, I'm in the best shape of my life, and I'm telling you, it's the Andro. People immediately notice the burst of energy, my skin, my energy, plus the weight loss, the toning of the body, and the increased strength and endurance that I have in the gym. Where I was and where I am now, night and day. And Andro 400 has made the difference. My customers, my friends, my family, everybody's noticing the difference.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger like Jeff, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All survivalists accumulate supplies, but these supplies may be of little use if you don't have your health. Dr. Joel Wallach will teach you how to be more healthy and improve your survival potential. Consider joining Dr. Joel Wallach at the RK Prepper Show in Kansas City, Missouri, on September 30th through October 1st. For more information, please call 417-863-7149. 417-863-7149.